Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maybe. 8150-939 is the number. 939 is the station. Let me take a second to give a huge shout out and special thanks to one of the newest members of the team. That would be Kentuckiana Pump Sales. For every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide. The moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price, and it's right in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold or go see Mark. They'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, effluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or give them a call, 812-725-9217, or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com.
All right. I don't know. Didn't quite hit the same.
Okay. Any smoke to the Clemson FSU talk?
Oh, you know, I don't know. I mean, Ross Dellinger kind of just mentioned that it could have been something. I know he kind of come out this morning and said
it wasn't the
total speculation.
The Giphy. Yeah. It's happening. It's happening.
Yeah. But it's that worries me a touch. It worries me a touch.
Okay. What is exactly going on?
Well, just if, like, the speculation was that Clemson and FSU had maybe had a couple conversations with the Big 12.
Okay.
That would work.
That means if the ACC gets let, or if they get out, or because they're being sued.
Oh, yeah
they're already being sued.
They would have to get out. But I think we've always kind of thought, well, they will just go to the SEC or whatever, and then it would be like, okay, they're SEC, now the Big 12 is going to come and raid the rest of it.
Yeah, that was an aggressive pop-out.
Yeah, I know. I was like, dude, what's up, man? but if they were going Big 12, mm-hmm. It would be like, oh, well, let us on that boat. Is that a Somnia Cookies employee?
It was quick.
Is he moving into Insomnia Cookies?
He had a suitcase.
What's everybody leaving for?
Does everybody know something we don't know?
Yeah, I'm like, what's going on here? Look, Nate just bolted out the door. Look.
Nate's going to work out, I assume.
Yeah, probably. That's his workout time for Nate. But yeah, anyways, it's one of those things, man, where to me it would be a little nerve-wracking.
Nate's 20th anniversary.
Really?
How about that? Yeah, congrats.
Well, how about
Nate?
That? He didn't
congratulations,
even say nothing. Yeah,
Nate.
Congrats. Yeah, and it's James's something. It's not an anniversary. James single, as far as I know, right?
He is. Mm. He's a free agent.
Let's go. But you get what I'm saying? Like, because it would be like, man, get on that boat then. Because I always thought Louisville, it's like, well, hey, Louisville may be in the Big 12's plan still, even with them. But, I wish we didn't.
We didn't lay those eggs at the end of the year in football last year.
Yeah.
I was watching.
But we had great crowds.
I know.
Because, we laid a couple eggs at the end of the year, but that doesn't change the fact that people saw that Duke game on TV. People saw that Notre Dame game on TV. Like, I think Louisville is becoming a Louisville would be sexy to a Big 12, to a, you know, because I don't think Louisville would go, could go to the SEC or the Big 10 mm-hmm. at this point. So that's why I'm just, I kind of always thought that's where Clemson and Florida State would split to.
So you're not worried about the end of the season part? And all, the reason I brought it up is fresh in my brain is yeah. because the Virginia game, I was watching Plummer. I was watching us just have to run it and labor it. And
yeah.
we got all these great defensive stops and this great field position. And we just couldn't finish Virginia off. And then I was like, okay, what other game can I watch? And then I was thinking about the USC game. And I'm like, oh, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, you know how you scroll and you're like, there's no late season games that you really want.
Yeah.
That just sucked not having that. So I'm like, you know, and of course yeah. the conference championship just really disturbs me, you know.
Oh yeah, that was that one hurt.
Was that the worst one?
Yeah, that was to me it was. I mean, losing to Kentucky sucks. That's the worst one for me personally.
Yeah, but USC, you can.
Yeah.
You can. What do you call?
Nobody cares what happens in bowl games. They just don't. Not as big of a deal. Like, here's my thing with bowl games.
Outside bowl games.
Bowl games can only really help you. They can't really hurt you.
With the people, what is it called when people decide to sit out? What is it called?
Yeah.
We had a name. Well, I mean, yeah, use a name for
like,
it.
I know, but it was.
Opt out.
Yeah, but basically, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like those can only. Hey man, they looked good at the end of the year. We're gonna help them. And when you lose, it's kind of like, oh, okay, whatever. You know, like I don't.
Does the transfer portal make the bowl games even less sexy?
Yeah, I mean, just between everything,
because people are getting ready to transfer.
I mean, Louisville played a USC team that wasn't USC.
Yeah, didn't have Caleb Williams.
What didn't have Caleb Williams? They didn't have two receivers. They didn't have running back. Louisville's missing a couple guys. Like, it's just like, okay.
Jawar didn't play, did he?
No. Mm-hmm. But Isaac played really well.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't think we lost out there. I mean, but it's just, man, you just had fresh receiver legs from out in California, a fresh quarterback arm, and they just slung it on you. Had nothing to lose. It's like, okay, whatever. I mean, Quincy was out here playing, still not sure if he's going to go to the league or not. I mean, he had stuff on the line. You know, guys like that. I'm using them, yeah. But that's why I just don't think that matters. For me, it was the ACC title game. You had the stage, and it wasn't that you lost. It's that game sucked out loud.
That was just a bad looking game.
Just looked awful. But the problem was Florida State had the built-in excuse. We're missing two quarterbacks. Louisville, you kind of looked like. Like, if you didn't know anything about Louisville, I could have told you, well, Jack Plummer's our four-string quarterback, so we're kind of struggling. I was like, no, he's not. He's our starter. Like that one's the one I think hurt the worst. Because, again, Kentucky hurt me the worst. But nationally, I mean, Kentucky's gained some respect, and that was a good rivalry atmosphere, mm-hmm. and the game went back and forth. I mean, that felt like a bowl game. Mm. I mean, a big-time bowl game. That was a great atmosphere. I remember taking a moment and really appreciating the full back and forth of that game.
Very nerve-wracking, though.
Yeah. Oh, it was. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I hate it, mm-hmm. you know, in the middle of it. But it's like, that was a good look on TV. That was a good-looking game between Louisville and Kentucky. And they won. Okay, they made a couple plays. I mean, you know, they didn't
get a penalty.
Get a penalty the entire game.
Wait a minute. How many penalties did they actually get that game?
I don't think they called one on them.
It's impossible to play an entire game, Steve,
no.
where a team doesn't get one penalty.
It's not. They're one of the most penalized teams all year.
You remember how they were... Like,
that's how they scored the touchdown. They tackled Maurice Turner.
You remember the late hits they were getting away with and no penalties the whole time?
I knew early. I'm not even going to lie to you. I knew early when that whole thing happened with Jamari Thrash. I was like, okay, this is a problem. This is going to be a problem. Because Jamari Thrash, I think statutes of limitations are over now. I was standing 25 feet from where that play was happening. And Jamari Thrash looks over at the coaching staff. And with a few extra expletives, he looks at them and the ref. And he's like, what am I supposed to do? Mm. I'm not going to let him make me look like a you-know-what.
Mm-hmm.
Guy walks over because you know Kentucky's defense walks over and just hits Jamari Thrash right upside the head, and he's like,
"Yeah,
what? Are you kidding me? Like, he just slapped me on TV.
Like, you know, like what are you trying to bluff me on?
Yeah,
TV?
Like what do you? I'm not going to let that happen again, you know. And it's like the refs just set the precedent right there. Kentucky can do what they wanted.
And we always,
and they're the aggressor. And then, yeah, and to Mark Stoops' credit, I guess if you want to call it credit, he goons them up for that Louisville game every year. It's hard to argue with it right now because it seems to be working. So,
is it the officiating crews that?
And that same crew was in the USC game,
by the way.
the crews that just don't have respect for Louisville football.
I got a text from somebody that works on the staff that was like, heads up, I want to check the crew. I was like, are you kidding me? It's the same crew. So the staff was where? Because staff wasn't happy. No penalties in a rivalry game. Come on, dude. And you're one of the most penalized teams in the country. Like, that's a little odd. I'm not saying Kentucky didn't earn it. They played their tails off, man.
That's the worst part about having these conversations.
Yeah.
That is a statistical impossibility.
You're right.
And I still have to give credit on that.
Man. They made plays.
By the way, Nikki, pineapple.
Yeah.
Strawberry.
Juice was looking good today.
Pineapple, strawberry, and cucumber.
Hmm.
And lime juice.
How does it look orange? Well, I guess
red,
yellow and red.
Red,
yeah.
And yellow, yeah.
Yeah, that's stupid. Yeah.
And the cucumber is not green, so.
Yeah, it's true. It's like. Yeah.
Texter says, still pisses me off. Can we change the subject?
Yeah.
Next text says, we got cheated. Point blank period.
We got cheated. I hate calling
it. I'm not giving you any credit.
I hate saying cheat. I hate using the word cheat, but it's like, there's no penalty.
Do you know what? Well, I'm going to get it out. I'm going to say it, even if it sounds terrible. Do you know what the biggest problem I had with that game and where I think Louisville needs to work the most? Ray Davis, I felt like, was the best player on the field. That's what I can't have.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's enough talent at Louisville. I don't want, if this is me going beyond the, okay, there was, it felt like when the rubber met the road, he was able to go an extra where you guys didn't.
Mm-hmm.
That was what bothered me the most on the field, mm-hmm, at the end of that game. It's like, we have one guy that was willing to step up and say, no, okay, I'm going to go make a play. I'm not going to let him make a play, you know. Let's see. We got, I think they got one holding call in that game or an offsides. Then maybe they got one. I don't think they got any.
I'm going to pull up the stats.
Look, I might be wrong on that. Went 8 quarters without a penalty called for us. Yeah, that is crazy. Because the Florida State game, too. They were holding. Florida State was holding. But I'm not.
It's Jalen Reeves-Maybin. I will say this, Steve, to your Ray Davis point.
Mm-hmm.
It's still SEC.
Yeah.
And getting through a whole year of that. You got an extra gear.
Yeah.
When you play that level of competition all year, you do have an extra.
Yeah. But Florida, here's my thing, though. Clemson stepped up. Clemson wasn't great last year. Clemson stepped up and they stopped him. So it's like somebody should have made a play. We were ranked in the top 10. You know what I'm saying? I'm still holding myself to that standard. Mm-hmm.
We led in turnovers.
Just reading these team stats, it's pissing me off.
Oh, I know, right? Because, like, we killed them.
I mean, total yards, 403 to 289. Passing yards, 242 to 206. Rushing yards, 161 to 83. They did beat us in yards per play, 6.1 to 5.3.
Coach was handcuffed.
But
zero penalties for UK. Three penalties for U of L for 40 yards.
See, and here's my thing.
You remember how late
and two fumbles lost for U of L.
At the end of the year, we were like,
That's the fumbles were always.
We were running bubble screens and he couldn't call anything.
I mean, Marcus Jack was out here. Listen, we're playing a good game, whatever, back and forth. We got the ball at midfield. It's like, okay, it's not going to work out. play's dead. Well, Jack decides it's not dead. He's gonna bounce around, and he's gonna scramble, and he's gonna hold the ball out here.
It got predictable.
J.J. Weaver has six fingers on one hand. Like, he's gonna knock the ball out of your hand.
It got predictable, man.
Yeah, and Weaver just knocks the ball out of his hand. So instead of us punting, which we had a great punting game, instead of punting and pinning them deep, we give it to them on their 40. Then you had the one that was kind of a freak one. Jawar.
Yeah.
I mean, Jawar, and that was a great drive.
Yeah.
We were four plays in, boom, big play. Jawar was 12 yards down the field. And maybe one of Kentucky's guys made a great, I can't remember the fumble exactly, but whatever it was, Jawar usually don't fumble, so that one's kind of like, but those two fumbles, I mean, are why Louisville lost the game.
But we should have been able to put up a lot more points. I felt so bad.
Oh, yeah, let me be clear. I'm 1,000% with you on that. Like, yeah, we should have been able to score more points.
I know. We should have been able to, and He had to neuter
yeah.
his offense. He had to neuter his offense. You should not have to neuter your offense with Jamari Thrash, Garendo, Jawar, and a sixth-year guy.
Yeah.
Jack was a fifth-year guy or a sixth-year guy? I mean, he just got cold, man. Yeah. He got cold feet. He got performance.
I mean, he wasn't great all year, but he was exponentially bad down the stretch.
Yeah, you could see it gradually happening. You could see the changing of the play call. You could see the taking out the 5 second decision making. He could not run a play that a decision had to be made after.
Well, even against Miami. I mean, Miami was such a good game, you know. And I mean, when you look back on the game itself, I mean, that was one of the more enjoyable wins of the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, even that, the touchdowns. I mean, you look at them, you get Garendo, you get the screen pass to Kevin Coleman, he takes it to the house. I really wanted to keep him. I really hate he left.
Where'd he go?
Mississippi State.
Okay.
Yeah, I really hate he left. I thought he would have been. I was really interested to see what he could did in the system, keep moving forward, especially this year where it's going to be opened up a lot more with Lacey and Brooks and those guys. But yeah, I mean, it wasn't like Jack ever really. I mean, the touchdowns he was nervous. You know, I mean, almost threw Karitsky the one time. I was like, oh God,
you remember?
Oh, geez, that throw.
He had the yips.
Yeah, every throw.
So yeah, this is me being critical on him, but I understand.
But it was, he got progressively more tight down the stretch.
Yes,
and you
and
could
coach's
see
play
it
calling got tighter,
and unfortunately, you saw it in Miami, and then you really saw it against Kentucky, and then Florida State was just, to me, was one of the most abysmal performances by a quarterback in the history of Louisville. Florida State was the worst.
You were a starting quarterback. Yeah. And you could not let the ball go. Honestly, it was. He had the most Charles Barkley-esque swing, passing motion. You know, just
yeah.
You were just totally overthinking.
Yeah,
I tell you what, we'll reset. We'll take our last commercial break. 93.9 The Ville.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
You were supposed to give me the heads up on that one.
Yeah, my bad. Sorry, I thought you heard it. Yeah, we've been playing this song for like 2 minutes. My bad.
I was perfect. I was flawless on the mutes and unmutes on the YouTube channel. And I'm going to lose this show.
It's Roman Reigns. I thought about playing Cody's entrance music, but I didn't want to piss Steve off.
Shelley Duvall, when I say that name.
Oh, God. She was an actress, right? I don't know. I don't know what show.
The Shining.
Oh.
She was the wife.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. She's good at being scared.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, she's, yeah. She's
oh,
the one.
Oh, are we on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
No, that's like, I was just sitting there. I thought we were having a conversation. That's the problem. Nikki was playing the music the whole time, and just got my channel destroyed.
No, yeah, no, I was just kicking it. I was just like, oh, for real?
Yeah, in The Shining, I think, yeah.
Yeah, she's in the bathroom when he's hacking through, and she's freaking out, yeah. Understandably.
Here's Johnny,
right.
Wow. So
what was the scariest scene in The Shining to you?
It's been a long time since I've seen it. It's one of those movies I'm not sure I've seen, sat down, seen from front to back. I think I've just seen it like in pieces.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The Red Rum thing always kind of creeped me out. That part. Oh,
you know, I've never watched that movie all the way through.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
It's not one I've ever sat down and just watched.
You don't have to.
And I do think Stephen King movies are good.
Yeah. Put it this way.
Actually, really quick.
You're above 30. You don't need to watch it.
Yeah.
You can let it go.
Yeah. let me ask the text line a question really quick. I'm not a show guy. But The Outsider. It's a Stephen King thing. It's on Max. It's kind of caught my eye. If you've watched that show, shoot me a text on the text line. Let me know if it's worth my time.
I got to do the Peaky Blinders thing.
A lot of people have said that's really good.
Jalen's like really
good. I watched the first two seasons of it. I got to go back and, mm-hmm. I might rewatch those and then,
Kentucky
you know.
Kentucky has been charged
but no, it's good.
More felonies than penalties. Yeah. That is true to it.
Red State says the old raggedy woman getting out of the tub. I knew something I was gonna say. Yeah.
Him out in the snow all frozen and stuff is kind of creepy too.
Listen, you don't have to watch that movie. It's you know what? The problem is it had too much psychological reality to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like it's right on that line to where it's like, it's almost supernatural, but it's kind of like, okay, I believe this kind of this level of supernatural.
Okay, you say it's one of my favorite shows ever. You talking about The Outsider? I'm curious. The Outsider was great, except the ending is a little underwhelming.
Don't do that. Don't do that. That's not quite. Listen, telling me an ending is bad is not a spoiler.
Okay,
but it's
okay. Betty Johnson, Chad
predisposes.
Betty Johnson Chad says that it's great. All right,
The Outsider.
Phenomenal. Okay.
Is it singular or plural?
The Outsider.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a Stephen King.
Uh-huh.
And it was, it just, I saw a clip on Facebook and I was like, that Jason Bateman's in it and like they're coming to arrest him at the thing. And I'm like, well, that looks interesting. Mm-hmm. What movie is that? And then I looked, just looked it up, found it. And I was like, man. That looks awesome. So
okay, I got a quick question.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with anything we're talking about.
Yeah.
Nikki, this is right up your alley as well.
I'm listening.
Okay. It's a total summer. Listen, feel free to tune out now if you want, because this is a summer question. I won't take it personal. How many burgers can you identify
burgers
in a blind taste test?
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
God, Nick just went from 6 to midnight.
Oh, God, yeah. almost hit myself in the chin. Let's see.
How many burgers can you identify in a blind taste
test? Dang, I think I could do a lot.
Yeah, I think I could throw down.
If you're giving me chains,
Yeah. Agreed.
You know, if you're like
any chain.
Well, I mean, Big Mac's easy because of the Mac sauce.
You'd probably almost have to stay away from something like. It would probably almost have to be a quarter pounder.
I think you could identify the quarter pounder.
I could too.
Yeah, we all ate them in high school.
What if I just said cheeseburger? Just double cheeseburger.
Just plain.
Now
double cheese. Yeah,
plain. That would be tricky. But
I think I could do pretty good, man.
I think I could do pretty. We just did burgers on the gas bags not long ago. Uh-huh. So, you know, I mean, we tried like about a dozen.
Tommy Knockers, is that a real show or is that a joke? Oh,
I never heard of it.
I don't know
Stephen
what Tommy
King's
Knockers is.
Tommy Knockers scared the hell out of me. I'm like,
sticks.
I just want to make sure.
Tommy Sticks.
I was like, what are we talking about here?
Tommy Knockers. Yeah. I'm like nervous to look that up.
A lot of people saying The Outsider was awesome. You never see where the show is going, and then you're like, oh my God. The Big Mac Whopper, Wendy's DQ Rally are all easy picks.
I agree.
I think I could hit every
Wendy's,
one of those.
Wendy's?
Yeah. I would know. I could fill a Wendy's burger.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's a Wendy's.
Well, the square
burger.
Patty, too.
Well, yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
I'm going to rub my finger around each patty.
I don't know about. Listen, I don't know if you could identify a Dairy Queen burger immediately.
Can you not moan while you do that, Steve? It's really weird.
Tommy Knockers are aliens.
Oh, okay.
That's good. I don't know if you could identify a Dairy Queen burger immediately. Because you might lose it with a Rally's burger or something.
No, Rally's, well, if it's like a Big Buford or something.
I wouldn't lose it with a Rally's burger.
Yeah,
I know the taste of a Rally's burger. But I can see what you're saying. Dairy Queen may be one of the ones that would make you
it
go,
Yeah.
Burger King be easy. Boom, flame broiled. I'm going to taste that right off the bat.
Yeah, Burger King's an easy one.
McDonald's
that's true.
For me, because I'm a McDonald's savant, I would know.
You would know a McDonald's burger.
I would know. You could put McDonald's in a feeding tube for me, and I'd be like, that's McDonald's. Yeah.
That's a double quarter pounder with cheese.
I tell people all the time. Like, they're like, if you could have one restaurant the rest of your life, where would it be? I'm like, McDonald's. That's my answer every time. I'm like, I could change up my – I could get all kinds of – there's a thousand different things I could get.
I wish they would.
And if they brought back a shaker salad.
I was just about to say that.
Really?
I'm serious. Okay. If they could bring back the shaker salad and put some grilled chicken thing on the menu, then
I'm
sold.
Yeah, I mean.
They've got all the bases
They used
covered.
To have the grilled chicken sandwich I really liked, but they don't have any more. And then the shaker salad. I'm
shaker
totally
salad.
You.
Yep.
White Castle. Yeah.
That one's pretty easy.
That would be pretty easy. DQ is more similar to BK. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You're
if you're going strictly just straight up cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, because of course I don't want to like sauces and I don't want to.
Burger King was high, but.
Now that is true. Somebody said DQ does have the crispy edges.
Yeah.
If one was made too crispy, I would be like, okay, that's Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
Would you confuse Steak and Shake and Dairy Queen?
No, because Steak and Shake, the steak burgers, they're similar to
Five Guys and Steak and Shake.
No, Five Guys is, hit right off the bat.
Yeah,
I know Five Guys.
Their burgers are so big.
Yeah, and it's just the taste, the quality of taste. I'd be like, that's Five Guys. I mean, now if you were like Five Guys or Home Run, I'd be like,
yeah,
it's close.
Right. That's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
But
what about the ones that were that? Like when we did the burger tasting, Dairy Queen ranked really
now,
high.
Caroms, I would get right off the bat. Oops. I know that's not a Carom, not Caroms.
Culver's?
No.
Culver's, I don't know if I'd get because the butter burger.
Yeah, wait a minute.
The bread.
Said, yeah, Caroms. Caroms. Yeah.
What's Caroms? I've never had that.
Culver's bread, Mike.
Am I not saying that right?
Caroms? I've never heard of Caroms. Yeah, like I'm not saying it one
Culver's.
Way or the other.
That's the name, right?
I would know Culver's by the bread, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. The bread, the butter burger, like has a rich flavor to it.
Okay. How many fries?
Oh my God. Kern's Corner. God. Y'all are so right. Caroms, what is Caroms?
I don't know, but it sounds like a spot.
Molly.
Oh, that's over Norton Commons.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. I was saying Kern's Corner. Like, I would identify that immediately, but that's a local spot, and it's like, okay. Yeah. Caroms in Norton Commons. Thank you. Okay.
Okay. How many fries could you identify?
Not as many, but...
I know I could Burger King fries, McDonald's fries.
I think I could do Burger King, McDonald's, Wendy's, Arby's.
Or, I mean, Rally's would be
Rally's.
Stupid. That's almost like the Big Mac. It's like, it's such a unique taste. You're going to be like, yeah, that's Rally's.
I mean, if they were waffle fries, Chick-fil-A.
Arby's would be easy.
Yeah.
Because the curly fries?
Yeah.
You know which ones I
what
really...
What about steak? No, Penn Station.
Ooh, yeah, they have seasoned fries,
yeah.
too.
Oh, yeah, Penn Station.
But could you differentiate rallies from Penn Station is what he's saying.
Yeah.
I think I could, too.
One of them's cooked in peanut oil.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you would know that right off the bat. Penn Station, again, now if you said Penn Station or Five Guys, you'd be like, I don't know.
You know whose French fry I really like?
Steak Shake would be easy.
Yeah, because shoestring.
Steak and Shake might confuse me.
That could be a little confusing.
Sure.
Dairy Queen has a very distinctive French fry,
yeah,
actually. I really like their French fries.
I agree with that.
Like, they're probably in my top three.
Chicken nuggets.
Oh, I would... I know I could do McDonald's. I know I could do Wendy's. I know I would get those three.
I think I could get those two. I mean, I definitely could do McDonald's. I could definitely do Wendy's. I could definitely do Burger King.
But, I mean, really, I don't know if there's another
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A would be easy.
But then after that,
Rallies would be easy.
Zaxby's.
Do they do nuggets? See, like, I'm not familiar with anyone else's nuggets.
You start going tenders versus nuggets.
Oh, yeah. No, if you're doing tenders, probably not. Probably not.
Tenders would probably be the hardest
one. Would you be able to recognize all sauces?
That would be tough. Now, that one would be tougher. That would be tougher.
Do you know honey mustards from different places?
No. No, that
I don't one, like. I don't like honey mustard. So okay. I'm like, yeah, it's yeah, not, that'd be not, a tough one. Not fair.
Barbecue sauces.
Whose nickname was honey mustard? Football player.
I'm not aware.
Honey Badger.
No. There was a UofL player. His nickname was Honey Mustard.
Oh, God. Number 7, Damian Copeland.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Was this a short what?
Honey Mustard. I'd be pissed if you'd call me Honey Mustard. What about wings in the city? That would be a good one.
That would be tricky. I'm not sure I could do that.
Yeah, that's a good one. Wings would be tougher.
Shout out to Wing Zone today.
Shout out to Wing Zone today, man. I cannot wait. I can't eat as much anymore, but I always like if they get the garlic parm, which sometimes I think Phil specifically doesn't bring them.
or purposely
just to piss me off.
Stalls out.
You know, I'll tell you who loves Wing Zone, Charity. We grabbed Wing Zone one day for dinner.
Right, I remember you saying that.
she was like, fantastic, I know.
Yeah, Pops is Indy's thing.
Ollie's Trolley's Fries, yeah.
Yeah, Pops got turned down on Indy's.
Turned down?
Yeah.
Don't say that.
Really?
Yeah, it's insane. It's insane. It's like, Dad, you're being ridiculous.
Like, what was he doing?
Remember yesterday?
Oh, yeah. He stole all the wedges.
I went and got a 12-piece of wedges, and he put 8 of them away. And he just was walking back and forth past the 4 left, like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get my workout in. I'm going to come back and get on that. You just put 8 away. And wedges, these not French fries, Steve.
No,
they're big.
No, Indy's wedges.
Indy's wedges are big.
They're potatoes.
Yeah.
They're little potatoes.
Yeah. That turned them out crazy.
Well, after talking about all that, I do want to remind everybody about my friends over at Tri-State Men's Health. listen, guys. If you're struggling with anything, but a lot of guys struggle with erectile dysfunction, which is tough, and it's a tough conversation to have. But you're usually not alone. There's a lot of people out there that are suffering with it. And here's the thing. Tri-State Men's Health has over a 90% success rate in that. You've tried herbals. You've tried creams. You've tried all kinds of different stuff. Go give them a shot. Okay? Listen, here's what you're going to do. You're going to go. You're going to take a quiz. Okay? It's going to be 10 questions, tristatementshealth.com. It's taking about 2 minutes, yes or no answers. If any of that applies to you, go try them out. It's $99 for the appointment. They'll give you a test dose in there. And if that test dose doesn't work, then you don't even have to pay that $99. So, and if it does, then you'll probably want to keep using it, you know, and in which it won't matter anyways because you'll sign up for some stuff there. So it's a good chance you won't be paying the $99 regardless. But here's the thing, man. Don't wait. Don't keep waiting. I mean, I've said it before. I know a buddy. I'm obviously not going to say his name. But his marriage started to struggle. That's how bad it got because, I mean, listen, you know, like we say, sex isn't the only thing, but it is a big deal, okay? okay? And sometimes your significant other may feel like there's something wrong with them. Anything could be going on there, which again causes problems with you. So just chat about it, man. Go in there. Listen, it's all confidential. Nobody's going to know in and out other than if somebody's staking out in the woods just waiting on you to walk in or whatever. But no, here's the thing, man. Go check them out. TriStateMen'sHealth.com. TriState Men's Health, Louisville, Northern Kentucky, in Ohio, wherever you are, check them out. You will not regret it. Let's see. Yeah, that's a good text, 416. But yes, I think about that each time I say that. Is this the text line? I deleted the thread. It is the text line.
While you are, yes, it is the text line. While you are just kind of scrolling through those, yeah. I do want to take a second to also give another shout out. So here's the thing, people. Storms have come in. Now is the time to check your roof. Storms, heavy rains, high winds. If you wait, it may not be covered under your insurance. So you got to remind everybody that your home is your fortress. Your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof has been, which it has, been under attack by both Mother Nature and Father Time, Citadel Roofing and Construction, it's locally owned and operated, will provide free inspections, free estimates, and of course, they'll work with your insurance. And I'll mention their A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964. Why won't you ever text me back, Steve, on the text line?
Yeah, my bad. I didn't know you wanted to text back. I can shoot you a text.
If
that was to us.
It is easy to text. Nikki, when you do shows and people text you, do you text back to them?
Depends. Try to.
To get some back and forth. Just.
I mean, I'd say I probably respond to like maybe 2 texts a show, 3 texts a show maybe.
Mm-hmm. What do we need to do to Steve to improve the quality of the interaction?
I don't know there's many text lines that are more active than ours.
So, yeah, I mean, like, you got to think, like, we read them and then respond to them on the air.
Yeah, I mean,
so
I mean,
it's not like, you
I'll
know.
Write them back. I mean, I can just respond.
We do have a keyboard.
Via keyboard.
If
and then I'll just come to the air and be like, man, y'all should have seen what I just responded. That was hilarious.
If my eyesight was a little better, I may do it. The monitor is just far enough
yeah.
for me to not look at it up close.
Man, you know, I had fun today. I feel like we got to dive into a little bit of football, man.
I'm excited about David Johnson.
I am too, but I also think now the Bahamas trip's going to throw a little wrench in it. The TBT throws a little wrench in it, but I am starting with the college football game coming out. I'm starting to feel the winds of football blowing. Because I do, and rightfully so, and this is what's so great about Jeff Brohm. He knows the situation. We all got wrapped up in transfer portal, new coach, all this stuff. And it's almost like football had to take a back seat for a second, you know. And football, it's like they were dang good last year. They're going to be dang good again. So it's weird that it would take a back seat, but now you feel that.
More player profile time.
I think it's getting time to start our player profiles again, kind of start diving back in. Because, I mean, Renee Conga the other day, that was awesome. And here's the thing. That was awesome for me. So imagine how many people, I feel like we're sitting in these chairs. We should know more of the players than the average person, I would hope. Okay. Well, the average person, imagine if there's 25 guys that would get me the way Renee Conga did. Like, dang, I realize that. He was all Big Ten. He was this. Because, again, the transfer portal, we said it the other day. As soon as you said the Rutgers guy, I'm like, oh, we just got him late. That kind of come out of, yeah, it was great. Great get. And then Coach Brohm mentions him, and we get that. So, yeah, I think it's about that time.
Tomorrow, we're going to have to revisit the conversation about – the defense last year and and the coaching versus players.
We do need to bring that to the air.
Because, going back over some games.
Well, look, I would like to pull up some stats tomorrow, too, and look and say, because I do have my theory on, not theory, but just kind of almost a correction for, the defense. Mm-hmm. So they're pretty good all year.
Our perception of the defense.
Yeah, pretty good all year.
They're moving around way too fast. Nikki, go ahead and play us out, because you know, it's just too much emotion.
There's a lot of emotion
going on.
It's way too much emotion going on.
By the way, I want to remind everybody, join Mark Ennis and company for happy hour at Twin Peaks today from 3 to 6 for $3.99. 22-ounce drafts, well drinks, and select appetizers.
Check that place out.
Yeah, I was thinking about going over there. Coach Leaves, after we got a workout, Coach Leaves is going to be on there today.
What's going to be the focus today in the workout?
Oh, man, I don't know. Again, it's just right now it's so individual-based, man. Mm-hmm. Just, because there's so much to do before we just start putting talking about team ball.
Got a long way to go.
It's like, oh, my God, guys. We're still 4 months away from even talking about offense.
As always, 8150-939 is always the number. 3831-939 is always the text line. The YouTube channel's normally made for the bill. Big Dennis Marks, baby, 939 the bill.
Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Aircoy Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.